Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Over in the book of Proverbs, chapter 26, beginning in verse 25, the scripture says, though their speech is charming. Now, let me just stop. There's a comma there, and it is about to give you a real word of wisdom. Though their speech is charming, comma, do not believe them, for seven abominations fill their hearts. Their malice may be concealed by deception, but their wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. I believe part of the messaging here is you've got to go to work on the inside. This is an inside job. We live in a world where everybody's fighting to have their own platform and to market themselves. Everybody's got a book, a podcast, or we all got a voice when it comes to marketing ourselves on social media to the degree that, frankly, we don't even have heroes anymore because we're all fighting to be a hero. Folks can craft an image through the clothes they wear, the goods they consume, the pictures they post. It's the default mode of the human heart to hide what is ugly. By the way, if you want to read a little more about that, dig into Genesis chapter 3. You know, folks may have speech that's charming, a word that means eloquent or attractive, but the scripture says seven abominations fill their hearts, such as pride, envy, hate, lust, and greed. We're shocked when upstanding citizens harbor racial hatred and bigotry that breaks out in violence, or when respected followers of Jesus are found guilty of immorality or corruption. It's because they've cultivated an image more than their inner being. You know, one pastor caught in adultery said that for years he had preached without praying. Think about that. A minister can fill his pews, his communion roll, the mouths of the public, but what that pastor is on his knees in secret before the Lord God, that he is and no more. That's true of every person as well. So, lest we get haughty and prideful and look at someone else's fall, let's make sure that let's don't work on your image. Let's work on our heart before God, or your true self will be exposed in front of the crowd. What bad attitudes, what habits, what are those hidden sins that maybe you should be giving over to the Lord and working on with His help? Lord, let us be a people that don't spend our time pointing out the speck in everyone else's eye, but we might recognize the telephone pole that sticks out of ours. Calls us to be a people that are in public what we are privately on our knees before You. And if we're not on our knees before You, draw us there that we might draw close to You and we might recognize how futile it is to attempt this life apart from You, our Creator. Thanks, friends, for joining me on today's weekday podcast. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.